T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the Biden campaign, joined by Molly Nagel after some comments by Joe Biden yesterday. He's coming under fire from his opponents, saying that he made some insensitive remarks about finding consensus working alongside Southern Democrats when he was in the Senate. Molly, what are people saying about Joe Biden's comments? How is the campaign reacting?
Good morning, Brian and Susan. Biden's coming under quite a bit of fire this morning after he made some comments at a fundraiser on Tuesday talking about his work alongside some segregationist senators while he was in the Senate. He said they didn't agree on much of anything, but they got things done, talking about a bygone era of civility in Washington. Now, those comments were met with quite a bit of reaction from other 2020 candidates like Cory Booker, who felt that the former vice president should apologize for these comments, and that, you know, talking about relationships with segregationists, it's not a model for how we make America safer and more inclusive for African American citizens.
Molly, is Biden planning to apologize in any way?
Biden is not backing down. Outside a fundraiser yesterday in Chevy Chase, Maryland, Biden said that he apologized for what? He thought that Cory Booker should apologize, saying he knows better that there's not a racist bone in Biden's body. So clearly not backing down, reiterating the point again that the point of his story was that you don't have to agree, you don't always have to like people, but you have to work together in order to get things done.
Is this whole dispute right here in a microcosm kind of what this whole Democrat primary might be about, where you have kind of this old way of doing things with Joe Biden, who makes a comment, says, I'm not going to apologize. Look at what I meant behind the comment. You know, we can work together with people despite our differences. Well, meanwhile, new Democrats are coming in saying, well, you can't say something nice about somebody who disagrees with you. What are you doing?
Well, and that's really the genesis of all of this is, you know, at his fundraiser, Biden talked about this new left and how they think that he's old fashioned. And, you know, he says that reaching consensus isn't a bad thing. It's how we get our system to work. So it certainly is setting up to hit him against a lot of the newer folks in Washington who feel that, no, we want to get things through and we don't necessarily want to work with the people who hold views antithetical to us.
All right, that's Molly Nagel. She's embedded with the Biden campaign. We are also 1 week away from the first Democratic debate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.